Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.
Well, there's a real mix of stories right across most of the papers this Wednesday morning, but we're going to start with the Irish Times. First of all, today, their headline, "Government not prudent with public finances, says watchdog." This is the state budgetary watchdog. They've strongly criticised the government for what they describe as repeatedly missing its own financial targets and for failing to manage the public finances in a prudent manner. Now, in one of basically its most hard-hitting assessments to date, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council said that improvements in the government's underlying budgetary position had effectively stalled since 2015, despite the favourable economic climate. And it also claimed that the budget for next year, budget 2019, which allows for a €4.5 billion spending increase next year, was actually over €1 billion above a target the government set down only 4 months earlier in its summer economic statement, and wasn't actually conducive to prudent economic and budgetary management. And the last time the government breached its budgetary target to this extent was actually back in 2015, just prior to the last general election. Also worth noting in the front of the paper too today, as part of that story, the Cabinet last night approved a €655 million supplementary budget to cover overspending in the Health Service Executive this year, using a substantial portion of the state's corporation tax windfall to plug the hole in its health budget. And the measure was agreed by ministers despite the previous concerns of a number of ministers about continued overspending in health. We're going to have more on this story coming up on News Talk Breakfast, actually, with the Fiscal Advisory Council just after 7 this morning. But there's also analysis across most of the broadsheets about that story as well today. We're going to go to the Irish Independent and the Times Ireland edition next, and it's all broadband on the front of the two broadsheets there today. In the Independent, their headline, broadband rollout to be fast-tracked in new plan, and Smith faces grilling over broadband plan all clear. This is the story, of course. The lead bidder of the National Broadband Plan is preparing to fast-track rural connections next year. That's according to reports in the Irish Independent this morning. But the move would mean that the first of the 540,000 rural homes and businesses under the state-sponsored scheme would get high-speed broadband in 2019, ahead of the expected 2020 rollout. And of course, the report that was published yesterday cleared former Communications Minister Dennis Naughton and David McCourt of improperly affecting the state tender process for the giant infrastructure project. But the report by the independent auditor Peter Smith also found that Dennis Naughton was correct to resign last month in order to insulate the process from what's described as apparent bias in the paper. But it now gives the government the green light to conclude negotiations with the Rural Broadband Consortium with a view to signing a contract in the next 2 months. And of course, the rollout across 500,000 rural homes is now set to begin, leading to the first connections late next year. And that's according to reports also in the Independent. In the Times Ireland edition today, the paper's reporting that the author of the report that gave the all clear for the National Broadband Plan to proceed is going to be called before an Oireachtas committee to also explain how he reached his conclusions. And we'll have more coming up on this story a little bit later on here on Breakfast Briefing today. In the Irish Examiner, a different headline: Ireland may not be ready for Brexit. A secret cabinet memo, as reported in the front of the Irish Examiner today, says that we may not be ready in time to deal with the fallout from Brexit. Ministers were advised that difficulties with them acquiring suitable sites, rental difficulties and building new checkpoints at ports and airports mean Ireland may not be fully ready to deal with Brexit when the UK leaves the EU on the 29th of March 2019. Cabinet members approved the memo yesterday, which set out that a variety of challenges have arisen which could impact on the country's ability to be Brexit ready. And the memo seen by the Irish Examiner called on ministers to agree that the OPW progress the project urgently and in light of risks identified should also expedite the process to ensure delivery deadlines are met. That story by the paper's political editor Daniel McConnell on the front of the Irish Examiner today. To the tabloids next. All of the tabloids bar one are really leading with the one story this morning. In the Irish Star today, their headline, "We're dead sorry." In the Sun, "One footy in the grave." In the Mirror this morning, "Ballybrack from the dead." And in the Irish Daily Mail, "Alive and kicking." This is the story: Dublin soccer team Ballybrack FC has apologised for faking the death of a player to have a game postponed at the weekend. That's according to the Irish Daily Star today. Loads on that story across all of the tabloids, as I mentioned there this morning. And in the Herald, 50 Shades of Charlotte is their headline today as well. Also, just a couple of other stories too worth flagging with you this morning in the Irish Times, in the front of the paper. Passport renewal for minors goes online. Conor Pope reporting that the passport office will start accepting children's renewals online from this afternoon, and a major overhaul of its computer systems that will dramatically speed up passport processing times. And there will also be no longer a requirement for parents to go to a Garda station to get an application signed. The witness category has been widened to include those who are likely to have most contact with a family, including things like school secretaries, creche managers and public health nurses. And of course, until now, only adults seeking to renew their passports were able to make the applications online. So more on that story in the Irish Times today. Also in the Irish Independent as well, actually, this morning, it's on page 6. Stamp of approval is their headline today. Women writers dominate the winners list at the On Post Book Awards last night. Women authors dominated the winners list. Among the list of winners last night, Liz Nugent, Sally Rooney, Amelia Pine, Emer McLysett and also Sarah Breen. And as of course said, the event is now in its 13th year. Loads of photographs and details of the Unpost Writers Awards, Book Awards in the Independent as well today. A piece in the Sun this morning, page 6, Summer Rats Hell. Yeah, our sizzling summer, of course, was great during the summer period, but partly it's resulted in a major increase in the number of rats and mice in homes and businesses right across the country. Rentokil's business was actually up 34% for the first 10 months of this year. So down to our good summer conditions. We'll take one final story for the moment as well. The 5 most annoying car parking habits. So if you're in your car heading to work, wherever you're going this morning, it's in the Irish Examiner online today, especially of course around this time of the year, everybody heading in to do Christmas shopping. But this survey has listed the 5 most annoying habits, and the research carried out by the only electronic parking and tolling tag provider Easy Trip. Here they are, the 5 most annoying at 86%, taking up 2 parking spaces. At 71%, drivers parking too close to your car. 70%, drivers parking in a designated disabled parking spot. Also, 38% of people saying drivers parking in a family car space, and 26% of respondents said blocking the parking aisle while they wait for a parking space. So there you go, all of the details there this morning. Those are the stories making the headlines this Wednesday morning. Still to come, as the government says a decision should be made in the final tender for the National Broadband Plan in the next few weeks. We'll be asking where to next from our political correspondent, Sean Defoe.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.